Greetings. You're listening to Journey into Finance. Today's episode is about purpose. How often have you heard questions like, "What have you come here to do with your life?" Or, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" The answers to these questions vary depending on your perspective, right? In this chapter, I write about philanthropy. Focus on purpose. The word philanthropy originated in the 17th century from the Latin word philanthrope, which is the desire to promote the welfare of others expressed especially by the generous donation of money to good causes. I had a question from one of our listeners. And the question is, when are you going to start talking about how to work on your finances? And this is my answer. I have been. It's all about changing your mindset and focusing on what's important to you, setting priorities, breaking the chains, goal setting, how to live a more prosperous life. All these things have to do with your mindset and your perspective on life. Instead of saying, "What I can't afford," or "I'll never be able to accomplish that," believe you can and ask yourself, "How can I afford that?" This is the reason why I was writing about philanthropy. It was something that I had to learn about. Philanthropy is known or associated with wealthy people. So when a customer asked me, did I know what philanthropy was? I didn't have an answer, but as an individual working in a bank, I was supposed to know these things, right? So I told her, yes. I believe that most people respond to questions about personal finance in the same manner, because we don't want people to think we're ignorant about money and finances, mostly because we weren't taught these things in school. Unless, of course, you've taken a course. And for the most part, we never have conversations with our parents about money unless we're asking for it. And then you may hear, "I can't afford that. Why do you need that?" And so on. So when she told me to look into philanthropy, of course, I told her I would. But in my mind, I didn't think it would apply to me. I was living paycheck to paycheck, after all. In survival mode, as I call it. But when she told me, "You'll never regret the time you give in service to others," I thought it might be worth it, once I could afford it, of course. I thanked her for calling and allowed her to hang up the phone. It was time to end my shift and head home. Thinking to myself, how can I give money to a cause when I'm one of the working poor?